Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply.
Stars, trees, clouds, and moon. They all have a meaning and they look just like you.
Welcome to this segment of Soul and Luna Cycles, part of the Soul Silence and Sound segments. Brought to you by Be Simply. This is Suzanne. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here in this moment. Here on the Northern Hemisphere, on the West Coast, we're getting close to where that full moon will be at its brightest point in accord with the many systems that are tracking this. And I also want to share that we're getting closer to the next new moon that will be ushering in spring and fall for all of our humanity here on planet Earth. And as mentioned, those in the center point, please continue to rock steady. So as we are being welcomed to continue to ground down in this moment, there are still a lot of distractions trying to really take away from the opportunity to be grounded in the earth energy. And one thing that you can do, especially for these next few weeks, is to really give yourself more space, especially away from this technology, because that will give you the opportunity to just be, to really be. And I'm feeling this pause, like this really strong pause. And the pause is so important, especially when we're working with our emotional body, is that even if we're feeling extreme joy, but say we got great news in the middle of intensive care, you would want to pause because it might be more than likely inappropriate to go into extreme joy in that environment, meaning that you would want to be conscious of the people there and the staff and so forth. The same is with anger, feeling that anger come up, rises up, and rather than lash out, it's good to have that pause so that you can just be for a moment and then determine where you want to move from there. And there were a couple distractions this morning. I took that as like, whoa, we're getting to see some very powerful things. And rather than immediately react, I would say that all of humanity is best to pause right now and to really sit with what they know, what they think they know, all of us, and then just to be with it. Because when we run too quickly, unless we're in an emergency situation, we will miss out on certain things if we're not present and really allow ourselves the opportunity just to reflect. And most of humanity, no matter how many apps or how many this, that, or the other things that you do with your brain, ultimately it's your soul that determines what pace you're going to go at, and especially in the aspect and the discipline and the practice of meditation. And that's why it's best not to use too many devices. And even here, when we get to the silent part, I have a little bit of random rab undertone there. You can even turn it down at that point, and I give you the time slots, go into pure silent, and then receive the sound on the second part. I do know some people like to like maybe see hear this part or that part or whatever. You can do it however you want. You have that freedom. But the more that we rely on our inner compass versus the outer compass, the better. Because as I've mentioned, there is so much mind control that people can have a blind spot in all arenas on this planet, and especially those that are in a power position. They definitely have quite a few blind spots right now. And that's because consciousness is way beyond their capacity. Otherwise, they would not be creating the atrocities that they do towards humanity. There's no consciousness there. So they're in a precarious position because consciousness is expanding. And for all of you that have been going through your awakening process, whether it started yesterday or it started when you dropped in on this life or anywhere in between, you're going to continue to go through this process. And the more that you retract from the people, places, and things that are giving you sound bites to hold you in entrainment, so that you are less apt to ask questions, to examine from all sides, and to get emotionally invested before you do your research. And that's why this pause is so important right now. And as we go through this process, because consciousness isn't going to stop no matter what, how many, perceptual power players there are in this great thing we call life, this stage, this grand stage that we're all on called life. No matter how many of those people have infiltrated our consciousness, we still have that on our side. So I want you to really remember that. And that word consciousness is not something that I feel is best to try to explain in physical words. And that's why meditation is so powerful. Silent meditation without devices and training your brain and doing all kinds of things to your electromagnetic system. It's just you, your cushion, and your bum, if you can be in an upright position, because you will reach places that only you have access to. You have keys to your eternal being. No one else does. And that's why it's important that you meet yourself in a daily practice, if at all possible, and build upon it. There's plenty of space during your day that you could carve out a little bit of a little moment here and there so that you can be. So as we were moving into this lunar cycle, the Earth Mother welcoming us to ground down, to really connect not only with the physical Earth, but the cosmic mother. Because our consciousness is expanding, so much has been removed from the feminine, and that's what's coming back into balance. And that will impact each and every one of us, no matter what biological form you're in. It'll affect every animal, every tree, every biological male, biological female, every species, because we have this positive and negative charge within our systems that is the masculine and the feminine. And the feminine is not bad. And the cosmic mother isn't bad. She's actually a very powerful creator. And the masculine isn't bad. And he's a very powerful co-creator. That's the role that is created in this organic system. And so as we lose this language of controlling and attempting to harness and redirect consciousness in your soul, this is your opportunity to really pause, be, get your bearings straight, get your sky map out, and listen deeply, especially as we enter into our spring and fall. The reason for this is energies rise in these two transitional seasons. We're still passing the baton from feminine to masculine to feminine, but they are actually very phonetic seasons. And that's why it's a good time to embrace change, to clear out, to cleanse, to purify, and to continue to feed that which you've been creating. Hence why it's important that every being listening to this, no matter where you are, is that you anchor in the earth element, the grounding element. And so some simple things you can do, as I've mentioned before, is get outside, lay on the earth, very powerful. if you can get something that will ground you that you can wear. Ever since we had the brouhaha, I recommend keeping some pennies in your pocket from 1964 or younger, or a simple little bit of copper here or there. You can drink out of it. Anything that will assist in keeping you in harmony. As far as filling your pockets with a lot of rocks or crystals, I feel like that's best, you know, maybe left in the Earth Mother, even though many of us maybe have collected some. But think of about it that way, that you can just go to the Earth and let her being stay intact on a material level, and on a quantum level, her being is intact and always will remain intact. And this is a point when we think about the Earth in a solid grounding, there's still a organic energy, electromagnetic energy of the Earth that holds the memory of everything that has ever been and everything that ever will be, because we're in this constant weaving state with this beautiful Earth Mother and Cosmic Mother. And so as we participate and our consciousness expands, you'll understand a little bit better what I just said, meaning that the universal lawful law is cause and effect, something that is very simple. If I throw a ball and it hits a window and breaks the window, there's an effect. And there's that effect is not just a broken window. There's a consequence that I need to pay for the window, potentially replace the glass, whatever I need to do to make amends for the accident that I had, or if it was on purpose. And then the same thing would go is if you help your neighbor, maybe give them food, help feed them. This actually gives you an effect that is immediately positive, but also fills up that cosmic bank account, and that good fortune will come back to you. And so part of, even in this moment, the act of balancing between these two before we exchange the baton, masculine and feminine, is to really come into harmony with this aspect of receiving and giving, and being in a place that when we are receiving, if we need to pause and be before we give, this is helpful, especially if we're going to do something, we're going to give something that will diminish, like that ball to the window, diminish the conditions around us. And so that is why, as we come out of our kind of infancy toddler years and learn how to have emotions and learn how to work with our emotions versus have them hinder us, we will begin to get a little bit more advanced while consciousness is expanding. And I would say that our emotional intelligence is behind the rate at which consciousness is expanding. So for those of you out there that are feeling that you're in power through control, you're way behind, because you haven't learned how to love. You haven't learned how to participate in this lawful law. So there is always a consequence to all our actions. May it be for the benefit, to the best of your knowledge, to all. So with that being said, we're going to go into our silent meditation. I really welcome you, just keeping it really simple in this moment, to, for the next few weeks, practice the pause, really practice being present. And then in a moment, or maybe in the next few weeks, decide where you're going to move forward. And this will change daily depending what's put in front of you. So a good time to really anchor this in as we get into these phonetic seasons. More about that when we get closer. But for now, I want you to really find your true north for this moment in space. I cannot wait to talk about fall this year. But until then, we're just going to orient for our true north in space. And I welcome you right now just to let everything I just said wash over you. And then rise up into a seated position. And then I welcome you to take a nice deep breath in. And exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Another one, inhale. And exhale. And then gently from there, just choose a focal point down in front of you and observe your breath as your mantra, so to speak. And enjoy diving in, pausing, and anchoring in your inner presence. gently from there, I welcome you to gently lean back and recline or move fully into Shavasana, a prone position on your back with your palms facing upward as we transition into receiving sound. As you settle in, just take a nice gentle breath into the heart and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And one more inhale. And exhale. And then continue to follow your natural breathing pattern. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
José a neveia aí, José a neu, vou a neveia aí, neia neu.
Thank you.
Taking a soft, gentle breath in and out. Inhale. And exhale. Another one. Inhale. And exhale. Good. One more. Inhale. And exhale. And as you continue to breathe in and out, I welcome you to just gently, when you're ready, rise up into a seated position. And as your sit bones come to the surface below you, I'd love to welcome you to extend that spinal column up, drop your shoulders down, and take in another deep breath in. And out. Again, inhale. And exhale. So, as you just allow yourself to reconnect to my speaking voice, I welcome each and every one of you to just be for a moment, and also to give thanks for all aspects of yourself. We're in this evolution and this eternal process, so be easy on yourself. And also, I welcome you to send some kindness and compassion out to a person, place, or thing, or people that you feel it's needed, wanted, and welcomed. So I wanted to share, as soon as I transitioned us into the silent meditation, I kept hearing from my yoga practices, and this is part of many Eastern practices, is basically ahimsa, which is to cause no harm. And so I said, to the best of your ability, to take action, you know, with your words and your thoughts, not to cause harm. And so this is a simple thing you can ask yourself, even at the smallest little thing. Because, you know, in the Tao and the Zen tradition, you come into a room and are stomping around, you're causing harm to that ecosystem, especially in a quantum field. It's not just about the physicality. You're leaving an energetic imprint and disturbing potentially the peace. So in every moment, I want you to just check in with yourself. Not so much that it holds you up. If the more you do it, you'll get a little bit more effortless. And when you're making bigger decisions, or ones that your soul's like, excuse me, pay attention. Do you really want to do that? Pay attention. That's where that pause is really important, and the beep component. And so that's why I shared in there with some giggling, because, you know, not at anyone's loss or all the atrocities that these beings that are unequipped to understand what they're doing, because they're so far behind in consciousness. And for those of you that take the space to be here and listen and maybe practice just even for a few moments each day, you're ahead of the curve. And then for those beings, eternal beings, those human beings and all beings in this dimensional field that have the divinity running through them and are conscious beings, meaning they're not inorganic, they're organic, part of this organic, beautiful system. Each one of you, all of us, has so much ability to continue to lean into this and welcome our brothers and sisters and all our fellow creatures and friends that have this capacity to come along, come along. So as you lead into the next, sit with and be with where you really are ready to move forward. And those things that dissipate and cause upheaval in and around you, I really recommend you to refocus and focus where you're best to put your attention right now. And as you anchor that into the earth energy, this will help you as you move forward into this next season coming up. So with that being said, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here in this moment. I'm very grateful for you showing up for you and humbly taking the space to listen for what I have to share. And I would like to also thank Random Rab, Dante Marino, Kadri Scott, all for contributing your own unique way. And we're going to exit out with little Kadri Scott. And until next time, this is Suzanne signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.